Joining me live over the phone is Chad Baldwin this morning from the University of Wyoming. Chad, Director of Marketing and Communications, with his monthly report. Chad, how's Laramie today?
Oh, man, it's gorgeous. Duke had a big rainstorm last night, but it's warming up today a bit, and it's green and beautiful.
Love it. Love it. Well, a lot happening, as always, with the university. A couple of items that caught my eye. Sounds like the university has kicked off an innovative student-run venture capital program, and I kind of like this, the sound of this and the idea. Tell us more about it and how it all works.
Yeah, we have a Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation here at the University of Duke, and this is allowing students to be able to participate in some pretty interesting stuff. I mean, getting their hands-on type activities in the business world. We have we have students in a class who are helping make decisions about money to go to businesses that are starting up as venture capital. And it's our entrepreneurial finance class. It's part of our MBA program here. And the students see these presentations and then perform their due diligence and vote on whether to invest in these companies. And it's like you're doing real work here. This isn't just theory. This isn't just reading about it. This is actually you're dipping your toe into the real business world here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that part of it I absolutely love. And kind of hand in hand with that, you also have another course where students are getting more hands-on experience, providing actually consulting services to businesses and really getting the deep dive into the operations of how things work in that business industry.
That's right. This is another program for Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And this is for undergraduates. So this isn't like a master's degree kind of project. But we had a number of students from around the state and beyond who served as consultants to actual companies in this past year. One of them was a powder coatings business. One is a wedding venue and planner business. Another one is a startup company in the entertainment industry, and one in the video game industry. Anyway, these companies had students working on their cases, so to speak, to help them find their way forward and grow as businesses. So it's just kind of another example of how, you know, we're giving our students hands-on experiences and at the same time collaborating with Wyoming businesses to move the state forward.
Love it. That's Chad Baldwin this morning with the University of Wyoming here on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, the university is involved in a lot of happenings around the entire state, and looking now over here on the western side, of course, we're all very familiar with Yellowstone and the systems underneath Yellowstone. Sounds like UW and the United States Geological Service science team has discovered some pretty amazing things happening in Yellowstone National Park. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, and kind of in Yellowstone and outside too, Duke. I think we're all familiar with there's a Yellowstone caldera. There had been some big eruptions in, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of years ago. And everybody, of course, worries about, well, when's the next big one going to happen? But the experts say it's not anytime soon, so nobody needs to worry too much. But there's also a caldera called the Henry's Fork caldera that's actually closer to Island Park in Idaho, so west of Yellowstone. And the researchers have found that the last, when you say eruption, it's more kind of lava flow that kind of happened there, was much younger than we thought. We thought maybe the most recent eruption in that whole Yellowstone region, including the Henry's Fork caldera, was at least 70,000 years ago, and 120,000 years ago. But actually, there's one that happened only 35,000 years ago. Which, seems like a long time ago, certainly was, but in geologic terms, that's actually pretty recent. And so, these researchers published a paper that really explores more of and gives more detail on when did these things happen. And you can see the rocks. I mean, you see the basalt and other things if you go to the Henry's Fork area there in Idaho, just over the border there. So, you know, we've got Yellowstone, of course, is a real hotbed of, so to speak, of geologic research. And Dr. Ken Sims, he's our point person here from the University of Wyoming, is one of the lead people in doing that.
Absolutely.
And the thing that's cool is, he's got students going with him and doing this research. It's like, it's just not him. He's he has a team of student researchers who join him in these excursions. So pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating, and it's very cool to have the University of Wyoming as part of all that. Also, the Wyoming Geographic Information Science Center is partnered with the university. They've launched what they're calling LIDAR. I hope I'm saying that right, the Light Detection and Ranging Data Portal.
Yeah, so LIDAR, I mean, we're familiar with radar, of course. LIDAR is, an enhancement of radar where you're using light detection and ranging. That's what it stands for, is light detection and ranging. And you're able to do some amazing work to show the terrain of Wyoming, essentially. The legislature appropriated $2 million a couple years ago and gave our Wyoming Geographic Information Science Center, which is here at UW, part of our School of Computing now, the responsibility of providing this to the public. So there is a portal now you can go to, and you can see real detailed information about the terrain of Wyoming. So and this is real helpful for people, landowners and planners who are evaluating different development or ag projects, emergency management teams responding to natural disasters, outdoor enthusiasts, drone operators who need to know what the terrain is like. My own son works here in the weed and pest department here in Albany County, and they're out there on the land, and they need this kind of information to do their jobs. And so it's a good new resource for all of Wyoming being provided here at UW.
Yeah, fantastic. And so how does someone find that to go to the LIDAR? Where do they get it?
Yeah, so it's lidar.wygisc.org. And WYGISC, so that's the acronym for the Wyoming Geographic Information Science Center. So lidar.wygisc.org, the free public resource that anybody can access.
Perfect. Well, Chad, appreciate your time as always this morning and the update from the university. Just real quick here, it sounds like UW's Master Craftsman Program is expanding opportunities for art students as well in Laramie, right?
Yeah. You know, generally you think about people with art majors and you think, oh, okay, what are they going to do for a living, you know? Well, we've got a Master Craftsman program here, which is things like welding, things like sculpture, that kind of stuff. And it helps students create their own artisan businesses. So we've got a class now. It's an extracurricular course this coming academic year. They'll learn skills like welding and metals casting and how you can make these into industrial applications and make a living.
And of course, there's always something happening at the University of Wyoming. You can follow more at uwyo.edu. Chad, appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to swing in here while we have you on the air?
No, Duke, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. That's Chad Baldwin, Director of Marketing and Communications for the University of Wyoming, with his monthly report here on the Weekday Wake Up as part of the SVI Radio Network.